رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا، فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي، أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين.
Now Musa selected from his people 70 men to take with him to our appointed place and time. But when the earthquake seized them, he said, "My Lord, if you so willed, you could have destroyed them as well as me before this. But would you destroy us on account of that which the foolish amongst us have done? This matter of the calf is nothing but a test from you, that you may distinguish the good from the bad of us. You lead astray whomever you wish, and you guide whomsoever you wish. You are our patron. Protect us, therefore, and have mercy on us, for you are the best of those who forgive." There are many recollections in the Quran about Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, and the interaction with his companions. At times, they were devoted to him and Allah, and they listened to what he ordered them to do. But at other times, as in this verse, we are given a glimpse of their strange behavior with this great prophet, one who saved the Bani Israel from the grips of the Pharaoh by the will of Allah. Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, was set to meet Allah, and on this special gathering, he chose, as this verse of the Quran clearly tells us, 70 people from among the Bani Israel. Why 70 and not more or less? That is not known to the commentators of the Quran. However, this number must have some significance to it. Since his companions were not able to hear the words of Allah, something which Musa, peace be upon him, was obviously able to do, they requested, or rather demanded, that Allah show himself to them in the flesh. Such a thing is impossible. And so although in this portion, Allah does not go into the details about what happened, like he has done in other chapters, but we are told that a temporary retribution took over Musa alayhi salam and his community, which knocked everyone unconscious. Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, appealed to his creator, asking Allah not to make the good people of the community face such a humiliating defeat due to the foolish and irrational people from among them. It was not only this one thing which the children of Israel were guilty of. They had been saved from bondage and were given countless blessings by Allah, including him sending down a wide variety of food. However, they resorted to idol worshipping and many other sins. And then to top it off, they asked to see Allah. Nonetheless, Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, prayed to Allah to forgive everyone and to have mercy upon him and his community, and sincerely asked for the guidance of his nation. Point of reflection. In the world today, there are many people who call themselves Muslims. However, they are far from being a representation of the true faith. We must always ensure that our non-Muslim acquaintances and the media do not label us as being the same, and do not hold us to account because of the foolish ones from amongst us.
Ramadan.